fine. I never used the goddamn thing anymore. I'd promised to trade a fellow pig for it, but Dad wouldn't let me trade the pig, so I took him back the gun.
Did you have one of those little things around the farm with one wheel?
Wheel bar?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
How'd you sharpen your scythes and your sickles?
Well, it had a whetstone.
That's one you carry in your pocket?
Well, we had a grindstone. Boy, I hate to carry that old grindstone. We used to sharpen our sickles. The mower's always on the grindstone. Uh-huh.
Great big old wheel.
Yeah, big old wheel. Turn that darn thing, you know. Boy, that'd wear you out.
Well, it would. I used to like them when they had a foot pedal.
You could you got a book there, Andy?
All sort of, just find out about these things. What'd you burn in your lamps in the early days?
Coal oil. Uh-huh. We had candles quite a bit. I believe they made their candles some of them days.
Oh, tallow candles?
Huh?
Make them out of tallow?
Tallow, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, you mentioned this gun. What did you call the part, the old cap one?
Huh?
Now, wait a minute. I don't know if this is right or not. I was thinking of the part where you put the powder in, but you wouldn't do that if you used caps. That'd have to be a flintlock, wouldn't it?
Well, we put the powder in, and then they put the cap, little place, put the cap on first so the powder would go down to it, you see.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd pull that hammer back and shoot it in that cap and set your powder fire, and then that blowed your shot out, you know, see.
Now, how'd the fire get from the cap into the powder?
Well, the powder, there's a little bit of a hole, just big enough to let the powder get down to the cap.
Uh-huh.
Put your cap on first. See, there's a little bit of place. What about the size of the point of that lead pencil seat?
Sort of a tube?
Little tube would come down from the barrel to that where that little cap is on there, you see. Mm-hmm. The cap has the fire in when you pull that trigger that bust that cap, you see.
Mm-hmm. I've shot a muzzle loader a few times.
Did you?
But I can't hit anything with them. It takes too long for that thing to go off. I'm just not used to them. When did they discover oil out here?
Oh, I forget when they discovered oil. Let's see. As near as I can, up there in one of the first fields I know of up there in Garfield County was about 1909 or 10, I think, up there. But I don't know when this church discovered this county here, a little bit after that, quite a bit after that. But I know the old blacksmith, his name was Hoyt. He was running the blacksmith company, and they come in and told him his truck all in his place, and he never quit plowing that plow. They said, go see about it. Gosh, you look how what oil was worth a lot in them days, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, his name's Hoyt or something like that. And first got oil in a garden covey and feed the first well, you know.
He just kept right on working.
He just kept right on running a blacksmith shop.
He understood a blacksmith shop, but he didn't understand oil.
he know that'd make him a living, he did.
You mentioned coal oil. Is that the same as kerosene?
That's kerosene, yeah. Kerosene.
Let's see, in your house, did your mother have a special fancy cover for a bed?
Didn't have so much. We had a bedspread, but not fancy them days. Once in a while, then. Mm-hmm. You know.
How about covers for wintertime? What did you use, blankets?
Or? We used blankets. We all made comforts, tack comforts.
That's filled with cotton batting?
Filled with cotton batting, two cloth filled cotton batting, then. Put the yarn through them, tie them up.
Do you ever make any of those and stitch patterns in them?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Are those comforts?
No, them quilts.
Oh, uh-huh.
A different quilt. A quilt's like